From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the new federal budget proposal he's sending Congress today focuses on reducing the massive budget deficit, but not before addressing a more immediate challenge, the nation's high unemployment rate.
The budget includes new tax cuts for people who invest in small businesses, tax credits for small businesses that hire new workers, investments that will create jobs repairing roads and bridges, and tax breaks for retrofitting homes to save energy.
The president says his budget plan, which totals $3.8 trillion, would produce a steady reduction in the federal deficit over the next decade from what's projected to be a nearly $1.6 trillion deficit this fiscal year. Toyota says it will begin fixing accelerator pedals prone to sticking in millions of recalled vehicles starting this week. The necessary parts are being shipped to dealerships, and the president of Toyota Motor Sales USA, Jim Lentz, says the company is eager to remedy the problem.
I think the key is that we have the fix, that our dealers are ready. Our dealers are going to be working weekends. Some dealers, as you understand, are going to be working 24/7. They will take care of the customers.
Lentz was on NBC's Today Show. Toyota says the company has developed and tested a fix that involves reinforcing the gas pedal with a steel reinforcement bar to reduce friction that could cause the accelerator to stick. U.S. military planes are again flying seriously injured earthquake victims from Haiti to medical facilities in the U.S. after a five-day suspension of such evacuations. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Florida's Department of Health says more than 500 Haitians are being treated in Florida hospitals. Last week, Florida Governor Charlie Crist sent a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius warning that the state's hospitals were filling up. Governor Crist asked federal officials to activate the National Medical Disaster System, which would help cover the cost of caring for injured Haitians. After that letter, the U.S. military stopped all medical evacuation flights from Port-au-Prince, saying flights couldn't leave unless there was a hospital identified that would receive the injured. Crist says he never intended to indicate that Florida wouldn't accept more medical evacuees, and he held talks with White House officials over the weekend. The White House released a statement yesterday saying the impasse had been resolved and flights would be resuming today. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
A light plane had to make an emergency landing on the New Jersey Turnpike today. Shai Ben Yaakov reports.
The plane, which was carrying the pilot along with a local traffic reporter, was forced to ground due to low oil pressure. A spokesman for the New Jersey Turnpike Commission says no one was injured, and the plane taxied itself out of the way of traffic, allowing one lane through. The incident backed up commuters for about a mile and a half until 8 o'clock, when the plane was towed to a New Jersey Turnpike Authority maintenance yard. The plane is owned and maintained by Out of the Blue Incorporated in Philadelphia, according to Metro Traffic Service, which was using the plane. The FAA is investigating the incident. For NPR News,
this is NPR. A suicide bomb attack on the outskirts of Baghdad has killed 41 people and wounded more than 100 others. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports the attacker who detonated the blast was a woman.
According to police sources, the suicide bomber blew herself up at a rest stop where Shiite pilgrims were being given food and water. Millions of Shiites are making the arduous trek to the holy city of Karbala to mark the religious festival of Arbaeen. Streets are clogged with people on foot, making them easy targets for bombers. The U.S. military and Iraqi officials have been preparing for a spike in violence ahead of the elections slated for March 7th. Last week, several large-scale attacks took place in Baghdad, killing dozens. But despite the predictions, official Iraqi figures show that civilian casualties have been declining in Iraq. According to the Ministry of Interior, January was one of the lowest months on record since the war began, though there are conflicting numbers. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.
Some new reports out today are adding to evidence the economy is recovering. The Institute for Supply Management says its index of manufacturing activity was up for the sixth straight month in January. Factories are boosting production to replenish inventories. In a separate report, the Commerce Department says consumer spending was up 0.2% in December. That's the third straight monthly gain, and November's increase was revised upward as well. Consumer spending accounts for about 2/3 of economic activity in the U.S. But the news was not as rosy from the construction industry. Construction spending dropped sharply in December to its lowest level in more than 6 years. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 86 points at 10,154. The Nasdaq Composite is up 11. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.